This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This is the fourth and final part of a series with Warner Braun, the president of the Carpet and Rug Institute, the CRI. We recorded this conversation while attending the association's annual meeting in Dalton, Georgia.
Now, we've got manufacturers, distributors, contractors, architects, designers, commercial dealers listening to us. Is there something specifically that they can do that would help negate some of these problems at all, or is it just in the hands of the gods at this point?
Well, you know, I would say it's more in the hand of the Fed. you know, as the surplus of existing homes, you know, begins to be addressed, which obviously it is beginning to be addressed, you know, this issue will reverse, and we have every expectation that once the surplus inventories of homes is rectified, that we will be back on the growth path that we envision.
Now, I have to imagine, too, some of the players in the collection side, the processing side, I have to imagine they're under some pretty severe pressure at this point with the slowdown, I mean, along with a lot of other people. But certainly in this sort of fledgling part of this business, I suspect they're less resilient to something like this, and maybe some other players might be.
Well, clearly that is the case. You know, I think, you know, the fire that we alluded to earlier certainly has had an impact on people who have been collecting carpet, because now all of a sudden the outlet for 6-6 has gotten constipated, and to say that is a problem is probably an understatement. But again, you know, as these capacities for recycling nylon 6-6 come back on stream, that will take care of itself over time.
I couldn't let this conversation draw to a close without talking about the Seal of Approval program. Bring us up to date with what's happening there.
Well, you know, it continues to grow. Over the last 6 or 8 months, we've seen a 50% increase in participation in every category of the Seal of Approval. We now have 57 cleaning solutions that have been tested and certified, 72 extractors, 40 deep cleaning systems, and 105 new service providers in the program. So literally, I sign off on 3 or 4 different new products in the area a day. So it's continuing to grow. We're very gratified with the acceptance that it's seen in the marketplace. And while we're on that, you know, we have a number of initiatives that we have underway to help promote the Seal of Approval products and service providers. We've talked about some of those in past programs, but, you know, we're still trying to, you know, create opportunities for those people. Because, you know, if you're going to go to the time and effort of getting your products tested and certified, it sure is nice if you get preferential treatment for those in the marketplace. And I think the MOU we recently signed with Hilton is a good example of that. We're doing the same thing in the schools area, doing the same thing with other hotels, with chambers of commerce. Anybody where we can go to help get these products recognized as being products that work, save money, and, by the way, lower the environmental footprint of carpet, we're going to do that.
Warner, let me ask you about it, and I don't know if we've ever talked about this on this program. At your annual meeting, board members are named, elected in, officers are installed, and I don't know that many of our listeners are really aware of who the officers are. And this is a good time, I guess, in that they were just elected a couple of hours ago to talk about that.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. Our bylaws establishes 6 permanent board members, and those are reserved for the 6 largest mills. And so those seats are Vance Bell from Shaw Industries, Jeff Loberbaum from Mohawk, Ralph Bowe from the Beaulieu Group, John Wells from Interface, Russell Grizzled from Milliken, and Dan Frierson from the Dixie Group. In addition, we have 3 seats reserved for associate manufacturers, and Scott Lowry will represent the Dow Chemical Company, Dan Stone, Invista, and Chip Holwalt from Textil Rubber, and they're brand new to the board, and we're pleased to have them. In addition, there are five rotating seats, and those new members are Glenn Hussman from Tandis, Jim Bethel, who is our immediate past chairman from J&J, Jack Ganley from Mannington, Mike Gallman from Blue Ridge, and Bob Weiner from Constantine.
Now, I know, if I'm not mistaken, the vice chair will become the chair 1 year from today. Who's in that post?
Well, first of all, Vance Bell, who was the chairman in 2007, will continue to be the chair in 2008. The newly elected vice chair of CRI's board is Ralph Bove, the BoU Group, and we're really pleased that Ralph has stepped up to take that position. In addition to that, the board elected Frank Boykin from Mohawk to be the new treasurer, succeeding Gerald Embry, who has been the chair for 4 years.
Very impressive group.
Well, they are definitely the pillars of our industry, and we're proud to have them on the board of CRI.
There's one thing I wanted to ask you before we run out of time here. The Green Label Plus program, we've talked about that not of late. I guess there's some things happening in that area. Talk about that.
Well, you know, one of our overriding strategies is that we want to get all of our various testing and certification programs certified under ANSI, the American National Standards Institute. And we already talked about the success we had with respect to the carpet sustainability standard. We're very, very close to having a new standard for our Green Label Plus program. We had ANSI in Dalton probably 6 weeks ago to look at our program. They did identify some deficiencies, most of which are in the bookkeeping area, none of which are showstoppers. And we have now addressed all but the last three of those, and I suspect the next time you and I talk, we will be able to announce again first on your show that we now have ANSI certification for Green Label Plus. We're really excited about that. It takes us down this road of continuing to try to get our programs that are really the flagships of our association certified under ANSI. It gets them more credibility and more visibility in the marketplace, and we're going to continue to work on that.
Sounds like the CRI is firing on all cylinders here to me.
Well, I tell you what, we have a great staff, and we have some wonderful chairmen of the various committees and issue management teams, and a raft of people who dedicate a lot of time to these successes. It's truly a team effort.
Let me ask you again, just to sum up the CRI annual meeting. We're talking just as this is winding down. You had a crowd here unlike anything I've ever seen before. Just how you're feeling about this, and sum up the meeting for us.
Well, it was a fabulous meeting. We had well over 200 people in attendance. As you know, we had a mixer beforehand where people could, you know, get together and mill around and talk to their friends, associates, and that was well received. And by the way, while we're on that, that was really an idea that came out of interviews that I do annually with every one of our members. People really hearken back to the days when we used to do more of this, where you had casual time when you could, you know, talk to old friends, make new acquaintances, and we're going to continue to do that. That was a big success. The thing that frankly was the most impressive, not just the number of people here, but the quality of people. The board all stayed around for the meeting. We had vice presidents of marketing, vice presidents of sales, the people that we really need to help multiply the message. They were here. And if we're going to be successful, it's going to be because we as an industry are willing to multiply the message at the point of sales.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, David.
We've been talking with Warner Braun. Warner is the president of the CRI, and we'll talk to you next time.
Good deal, partner.
And this is Flow Radio.